is Basil Ligani Toshachof Aleph. So, Baivin Kloli, this sugya is, or this maimer, is split into two, and that's how we're going to learn it. There's the first shtickle, which is discussing the union of Seamus, and then there's another biur, which is specifically the union of Shem Tzvokes and the Vort of Netzach Behei. It's more of a Avedi Dikini. So what we're going to do now is hopefully try and understand the Eifim Kloli and then get involved more with Pratius to understand what is the Chiddush of the Rebbe in this minor. Bechlal, every time Komuvan, there's a maimer or the Rebbe spoke a inyan, there's always Ben Ashuris, there's another Vort, which a new Eifim, the way the Rebbe was Magdir things. And it was always the arbit of the Manichim to try and figure out, like, if there's a Chiddush over here, if it's a new Knech. But in Basi Lagani Mamorim, then the Chiddush was always open. There's no remez, there's nothing, you know, afterwards when the Maimer went into Agoya, so Matarez gebracht the Chiddush. The Mamorim over here in Basi Lagani, the Rebbe was clearly bringing out a Naya Inyan. In Mamish, written like a pilpul. There's no other Mamorim which are like this. It's like in the Sprach of Nigla, would be called like a Ma'aroche. Rebbe Pasha Brent from the Baal Shem Tov, the Rebbe, leading to a new Vort. So, obviously, Milsal Bishayu Yakire, Bachsidim is Tayer, a Vort from the Rebbe, and Chsidis of Deir Ashri. It's the Chsidis which is specifically Shaykh to our Deir. And over here, you have these Mamorim, which the Mamorim from Basi Ligani, which bring out always a new Inyan, which is Kemuvn, means Befrat HaShach Siyut Shvat. This is the Inyanim from Deir Ashri. So there's a special Gishmak in handling with the Inyanim. All that takes is the Arbit, it's Kemunach Bukuf, so all we have to do is pick it up and to try and understand what's happening. So, so let's begin, first of all, the Chlolos, and what the plan is over here, what we're going to try and do, and then we'll get involved with Pratis. It says in Ayem Yeh, in Yud Aleph Tishrei, as Tovkuf Nun Vav, Motzi in Kippur, the Alter Rebbe said a Teir. And the Teir of the Alter Rebbe went in three stages. First, he said, Shittas HaPardes, as the Pardes holds that a love of Lele Midesov is referring to the Eres and not to the Kelim. Then he said, Shittas HaBaal Shem Tov, the Rebbe the Baal Shem Tov had gesagt, as it's not referring to the Eres, it's referring to the Chayas of the Kelim Atzma. Then, as you come in, the Alter Rebbe's Chiddush, and this is already like the Rebbe's Madgish in the Maimer, the Chiddush of Chabad, as a love, the Lele Midesav is Kipshute. A love is referring to Atmos. That's haste. When a Yid, as a Poshite Yid, davens a Tfilo Pshuta, with Kavana Pshuta, referring to the Ebishte, reaches the Ebishte Rabbi. Now, in our Maimer, the Rebbe brought these three Mahalchim, the Shittas HaPardes, the Shittas HaShem Tov, and the Chiddush of the Alter Rebbe. And we're going to try and handle with it. First of all, to understand what they are, what's the Svaris HaMachlekes, or what, even the Pirish HaMilas, what does it mean that the Seamus is the Eres of the Sphiris, or the Seamus is the Chayas of the Sphiris? And then we have to understand the Alter Rebbe. Obviously, it's very schwer that the Alter Rebbe is arguing with the Baal Shem Tov. And the Alter Rebbe, Chassidus Chabad, is coming to explain the Baal Shem Tov, not to argue. So, darf man verstehen, what's the Alter Rebbe doing over here? Especially that the Vort of the Alter Rebbe is lechera mamish counterintuitive. It's opposite of what you would expect. The Baal Shem Tov is saying Alekusi is the Chayas of Kelim. So the Baal Shem Tov is referring to Gvul. Comes the Alter Rebbe and says, no, Atzmus. It's if you would want to be Mesadeh, the Baal Shem Tov and the Alter Rebbe, L'chure, you would say it should be punkt faket. Baal Shem Tov, Rete Mune, Pshittis, and the Alter Rebbe is holds of Tzir, of Seichel, of bringing into Hagbalah. So there's something interesting happening over here. So once we're going to understand these three Malchim, the Pardes, the Baal Shem Tov, and the Alter Rebbe, we'll have to see how the Rebbe learned it. The Rebbe has what should l'chera be called the fourth Malch. The Basel Ligani Chafal of the Rebbe takes these three in Yonim and first of all shows how the Emes, the Alter Rebbe, and the Baal Shem Tov is one. And everything is moored with a whole new air. Lefiza is Masbir and Naya Emek in a Tera from the Magi. It's a whole new Mahalach, which is clearly the Mahalach in a Tera of Dera Shri, is the Rebbe's Chassidus, Anaya Eifen in learning this Sugi. So we have our work cut out for us. What we're going to do is, Mistama over, like we said, we'll split up this Maimon in two. So today and next week, we'll focus on this singing. And then, closer to Yitzhvat, we'll do the end of the Maimon, the Sugi of Netzach Vaheid, Tzvokis, that's in him Bifnei Atzmi. So, just to be clear, like every Indian, you have to learn Menakala Lakovit. So we're going to try and do, first of all, Pashut to try and learn the Pashtas, and then we'll get involved, Tifer and Tifer, looking for more sharper Hagdoris. So even if, if you learn the Mamarim, or if you didn't, we're going to try as much as possible to begin with the Pashtas. Okay. Any questions, concerns, comments? Claude, we know where we're going. See, there's a lot of people at Snei Lechis over here. People are hiding their faces. See? Some of them have what to be embarrassed about. Okay. So let's begin with the Pashtus of the Sugi. Bechlau, we know that the Eibishter has more than one name. And Be'evon Kloli already in the Rambam says before Kabbalah, there's what's called Shema Mefurish, or sometimes Shema Etzem, and Shema Havaya, that's the Eibishter himself, that's his name. Like you have a person who has a name. And then there is Shemus, which are Shema Kinui, which is Keil, Likim, Shakai, Tzvokes, Mechul. Now the difference is, the Pashtus, Shem Elikim, Shem Havai is his name. Like you would have in a person who has a name. Who is he? Wait, his name is Yosef, Reuven, Shimon, person. Then you have a title. A title and a name are two different things. A title is referring to a certain work or a certain tchuna that he has. You could say this is his job, this is his Yechelesen. He's a chacham, he's a giber, it's a different kind of name. So al derech zeh is all the names of the Eibishter and Shema Etzel. Now, it says in Medrash that Mika Shema Kenu Kenu love, as what's the Aveda of Yid, has to be a love v'leila midesav. A love means to him. And a person shouldn't be davening to the Eibishter thinking about midas ha-chesed or midas ha-gvul. On the other hand, it says, Efrat and Sifrei Kabbalah, that a person should be mechaven b'shem. It's nishmer dos, it says already in Gemara, that people which are not yedei alechaven b'shem, the tefillah is not successful. So the question is, should we have a focus on the midas of the Eibishter, the different tchunas? We know that Keil is chesed and Elikim is gvura v'chulu, or a love of midasov. So it's mamish a stira, when a yid davens, should you be thinking about milos of the atar giber, or thinking the kavana of the shemus, or only thinking atzmus, the Eibishter himself? That's one issue which we have to deal with. Another issue is, more simple. Why do we have to have names? You call somebody, you're a lawyer, or you're a giber, if you don't know his name. If you know his name, you're talking to him himself. When a yid wants to daven to the Eibishter, he wants to daven to Hashem. like the bewusste tshuva sarivosh, that best is to be mispalal adaza atinik, just like a child. When he says Eibishter, he means Eibishter, and it's accurate because he's taka referring to the Eibishter, is a good. So what are we trying to do? Why are we getting busy bichlal and shames? So one kasha is the stira elav lelemi deisav to the chiyuv to me mechaven b'shem. Another kasha is more pashtus. Why should I have any time any union of shames? Just look at the Eibishter. A third issue which has to be mevurer is what's the hagdoras achiluk tzvishin shema etzem and the zayin shames. Meaning, we know already that the zayin shemes, shema shenem mchakim, are referring to the keel alekim, and they are certain tchunas. Aber sof sof, shemes are also referring to him. And we know that keel is Hashem. So, somehow or another, in the one hand, these are considered names, and they are derech shema etzem. Like sometimes it says even, that's why it says Havaya Elikim or Havaya Shakai, because the Mischaber Lishem Havaya. On the other hand, they are the Ferish not Havaya. We need a sharper Hagdara what it is. Adkan is just, these are the questions which Kabbalah is dealing with as a Hagdama to understand this Sukh. So comes the Pardis. Yeah, the Pardis is the Ramak who. Was the Rebbe of the Arizal. This is before the Kabbalah's Arizal, so the whole Kabbalah is, the Ramak doesn't know of the Tzimtzum and doesn't know of a lot of the Inyonim which the Arizal was Megala. So this is what we would call older Kabbalah. Is the Ramak comes and is masbir how Shemus are supposed to work. It says as it. There are, as we know in Sfiris, Kelim and Eris. In Hasbara language, that would be, you have the, let's say in Nefesh Adam, you have the Tchunas of Chochma and Bina, or you have the Ivarim of Yedaim and Reglaim, and then you have the Ir HaNefesh, which is Meirim. So, it says as it, the Shemus of the Eibishter are not the Midas. Are not the tchunas. It's not chesed or gvur. The shemus of the Eibishter is the nefesh which is behind them. It's kilo neima, the identity of the Eibishter himself, which is behind these spheres. It's the eir, not the keil.
Rabbi, you're on mute.
We're good? For how long have I been on mute?
Not so long. Rewind 10 seconds.
Okay. So, let's just... let's backtrack. When a person has a midah, any midah that exists, there's the tziur of the midah, there is what, and then there is the I. So the pashtus, there's a person says love, av. So av is a concept. Av could be, I mean, you could write a song which has in it a hergish. You could write, and there's such a musik. Then there is what's behind the Ave, there's the Ichoblip. And that's the real chayus of Ave. When Ave is detached from a person, so it became a concept. There's no levedikite, obviously, in the Ave. Al derech ze in everything. Al derech ze is even in the Ivarim. You have the Ivarim Gashmin, and then there's the Nefesh, which is Meir in them. When I'm referring to a person, I could be talking about his midah. I could say, midas achesed or midas achvura. That's not him. That's something that he owns, that he possesses, but it's not him. Masha'inkin, that I love, that is him. Nochmer, not only is I love and I fear him, but they are the same him. There's no difference between the ich of ich verstehe and ich of lieb. There's one ich. So the av shebezeh or the fashtandik shebezeh are two different inyanim. Meichin and mitzvah are different worlds. But the eye of both of them, there's only one eye. And that's what I would call the eir, kilo, the pshitas hanefesh, which is meir in each one of them. So, in the Tzemach Tzedek's Lashon, there's chesed and there's gvura. Chesed and gvura are two distinct things. The opposites, the opposite ideas. But then there's a different word. Chasdon. Chosid. Giber. Over here, we're not referring to midas of chesed. We're referring to a person of chesed. That is the er. So chesed is the keli. Chasdon is the er. Now, chasdon and giber are not two different things. It's referring to the same person. In other words, the eye of chesed and the eye of gvura, theoretically, the same eye would be able to be mislabish in a different midah, because there's only one eye over here. Zok de pardes, linyan neinu. When I'm referring to a shem of the Eibishter, I'm not referring, when I say shem keil b'chesed, I'm not referring to the midas. I'm not referring to midas achesed. Why? A love of enemy days. We don't dive into midas achesed. We dive into the Eibishter. Le'idach, I'm also not referring to Atzmus, which is Shem Havayah. I'm referring to Atzmus the way is Melubish in Kalim. It's the Eiris which are of the Kalim. Meaning, it's Chazdon. This is the Mamutzu. Chosid. And over here, I have both Milas. On the one hand, I'm referring to him the way he is in a certain seer. Le'idach, I'm referring to him. So I'm not diving into anything separate from the Eibishter. And that's the maila of saying Seamus versus saying Midas. So far, so good? Is it verstandig? Now, Leidoch, darf ich jetzt fragen, what's the necessity to get involved in Seamus Bechlau? We're explaining why it's okay to say Seamus because it's referring to the Eir, which is him and not the Kelim. Okay. Why Bechlau do we have to talk any Seamus? Let's just say Shem Havayah. Let's just say Atzmus. Let's not say Shem Havayah. Let's just say him. Is Mavur, it's in Sherish Misatfila, in the copy in the Kuntres, it has it over there, that when you want something from the Melech, it's better to find the Melech when he's in the Eitzer. When the Melech is found in the storehouse of money, that's when he'll give you money. If the Melech is involved somewhere else, what you want him to do is to come to be mislabish, to go out of himself, to be mitztayer in a new place, that's a much bigger uft. We want the Eibishter to give us refuah. Refuah comes from a certain midah of the Eibishter. You have to get the right name. If you're getting the right name, then it's not the Eir the way is Pashut, Shema Etzem. It is the Eir the way it's Metzuyer, the way he's already in Chesed. Over here, the Eibishter is much more accessible. Or when Meila, you're going to be able to have the Eibishter, on the one hand, it's him himself. Or Le'idach, it's him the way he's become Metzuyer, Lefi, a certain Tchuna. Or when Meila, it's going to be easier to get what I want. So, because Kitzer, I have both minds. Sai the Kalim is in Melubish and Kalim, or Idach, it's still Eir, Umamela, it's him himself. Olafize, the Pardes dealt with all the issues that we began with. When a Yid davens, should he daven with Seamus or not? The answer is Seamus, yes, Midas, no, because Seamus is referring to the Eir, not to the Kalim. Adkan is the cheshbon in the parents. No, but lamet zulegen to go a bissel tiffer to understand the mahusing and the way chassidus is mevar. So again, we're not going now to the Baal Shem Tov yet. We're just understanding the parents better. The musig of a name, Shem, has in it two opposites. On the one hand, what's Hashem? Hashem is the most chitzenistic thing. Shem, by definition, means essence, a person is born without a name. A person could live his whole life without a name. The only reason why I have a name is because so somebody else should be able to refer to me. If I would be the only person in the world, not only would I not have a name, the musig name wouldn't make sense. Because name is here to differentiate, to make me distinct from something else. The ganze musig of a name is Shaykh Lazulas. There's a Lashon in Samach Hei, it comes from Friya, it's also in Nunbei, I think it's a very old Lashon. It says that a name is like a base yadlikli, like a handle for a keli. What says? There is the keli itself, which is a pot, so whatever it is. The handle is calling yoni is just so somebody else should be able to use it. It's b'chlan nothing to do with the teich and adav. And that's a name. Ad kidei kach, that a name, it doesn't even show on the thing itself. Just like a base yad l'kli doesn't have to be show on what the teichen of the kli is. Yeah, like a handle of a pot, it could be a pot which is made of metal, you put on fire, you could make a wooden handle. The handle has nothing to do with the teichen. It's just fakert, it's made that it should be comfortable for me to hold it. It's a way for me to access it. It's nothing to do with the thing. Al derech zeh, a name has nothing to do with the thing, it's to do only with the way a person gave a shem, a kinoy, a shem, a teya, gave a name in order for me to use it. You see a very interesting phenomenon that when you call someone's name, he turns around. What says it? The pashtos. When you call someone, when somebody's busy with something, yeah, Tzemach Tzedek in Eretz describes Baruch, when somebody's occupied. So his whole nefesh is involved. So he's doing it, and his mind is there, and his heart is there, and you can't pull him away. So you could ask him, could you please leave what you're doing? So Zok that Tzemach Tzedek, not only is he not going to listen to you, he won't even hear you, because he's involved in something. So what you could do is, you could go over to him, and Pasha grab him by his shoulders and to try to turn him around. But even then, soft, you're not going to get him. Why? Because his nefesh is not going to be here. He's not, his mind is still going to be occupied over there. But there's one trick which always works. You call his name. It's impossible for a person to hear his name and not turn around. Sometimes you have a person who hears his name and doesn't turn around. That's a decision. Naturally, instinctively, if you call my name, I become available. That's like, I just heard my name. Elamai, you decided, good, I want to continue learning. So I'm going to help Zechai. But Be'etzma, I already turned around. In Nefesh, I turned around already. And I turned around and I turned back. Could be. When I hear my name, I'm pulled. Which is a meridik ezech. So l'cheira, a name is only a nechitzeni l'gamre. Le'idach, a name is a base yad, which take is a handle to access the whole person. Now, let's be madgish over here. Who turns around? Not a gevisa keach, not pshat is, I want your mind. Or I want your heart. No, he turns around. The mensch alein becomes available. So what's happening over here is, although this chitzenis tikezach accesses the etzema adam. Nochmer, not just is a name nifne l'kerev b'shmei. You see that a name does something more. A name, if a person is based alphas, you whisper his name into his ear, and you could wake up the klolos achayis, which has become Behelim in the person. So the whole person could be awakened by his name. Steht noch mehr von der, that the Chibur HaNefesh in Maguf is also through a name. That's the Ruach HaKedesh that parents have to know which name to use. So on the one hand, Hashem is in Chitzeni, on the other hand, Hashem named Emalei Mamash. Now, here was interesting. Lepoil, every name, does have a certain tzir. Reuven was called Reuven because of certain license. And Shimon is Shimon because, yeah, there's a teichik. There's a reason why that my name on anything, why anything gets a certain title. The im kol zeh, it takes him himself. It takes the etzema of them. Lamro is the fact that it's because of a certain tzik. Okay. That was just to explain what's the inyan of a name. Let's come back lefi zeh to our discussion. Our question is, what's the vort of being mechaven b'shemes? Hot the Ramak Masbir given the paradis that we're referring to the eris of the kelim, not the etzem, which is Shem Avaya, not the kelim, which is midas, chesed and gevurah. We're referring to chazdon, giber, that shem kel, or elikim, or shaka. Now we have a tifer understanding in what's the taich that this is the Havana of Shemes. Why? Because this is the gather of Hashem. What is Hashem? Hashem is these two opposites. It's this menutzer. On the one hand, I'm in a tzir. I'm chesed. Yeah? Reuven and Shimon is Ria and Shmir. Each name has its teichen. On the idach, what is it? It's I. It schleps the eye of the person. These two opposites is what a name is. Omele is fashtandik, what's the agenda of saying Shemus of the Eibishter when a person davens? He's mimachavin dafke to Shem Kel or dafke to Shem Shaka. Why? Because I don't want to say only Shema Etzem. Shema Etzem, it's good. It's not the way he's coming to a tzir. I also don't want to talk about the tzir alein, inyan achesed or inyan agvura, because then it's not him. I want him the way he is mitzui. That's Eris the way they are in Kelim. And that's what Hashem is. That is the Agdor of Hashem. That it's Mitzadach od Shayach la'azulas, or le'idach nert emalei into the Zulas. Olafize comes out very geschmack how every time a Yid, all the Yidnu daven, and every tefillah you have, it's all to the same Eibishter. Other, it's the way it's in a different tzir and a different Kelim. Okay. Till here is the parts. Is this verstandig? Shalom, gehst nicht abschlagen? No? You're being nice the first year. Okay.
We're going to discuss it on the WhatsApp group. We're going to start shlug up and fagged up. And,
okay. Yes, mixes us with fun of, you know. That can come with fun with you.
Yeah.
The Baal Shem Tov said the word which the Pashtus could have been understood to mean the same as the Paris. Baal Shem Tov says the Likus was in Kalim. That's it. Now, without the Likutei Torah, or more specifically the Hagoyos of the Tzemach Tzedek of Likutei Torah, it sounds very similar. We're not talking about the Kelim, we're talking about the Eir which is made in the Kelim, the Likus. And that's the Havana of Shemus, like the Pardes says, Dovok, Elov. But the Tzemach Tzedek in Likutei Torah, in the Hagoy. It's in the Eshav Shesi Tishmeru, and it's also in Vayikra and the Isophis, and also in Eira Torah, in Yisrael. and in Shmeis, and these Eira Teiras over here that I'm Mitzayin to, the Tzemach Tzedek proves Pashat Al-Picheshben that the Baal Shem Tov has to be saying something else, and it's a new Mechudashtike Mahalich in the Havonis Inyan HaShemes, which is Lefi Shittas Achsimus. What's the Hechrich of the Tzemach Tzedek? So the Rebbe brings over here in the Maimer, but let's just chew it over to make sure it's clear. The Arizal is Mechalik Tzvishen Shemes Kela Lekim Chesed and Shem Absag Maoba. What's the difference between the two kinds of Shemes? Kela Lekim Shakai V'chulu or in the spheres, chesed gvur. Then there is Havaya, and Havaya has different tzirufim. So Havaya, if you write yudke vovke, you could write b'mili yudin or b'mili alfin, different miluim, so you have different gematriyos come out. In Shema, Havaya is gematriya 26, but if you write the full yud vov dalet for yud, yeah, and hey, or hey yud, or hey aleph, so the way it's spelled, you could end up being Gematria 72 is Shem Av, or Gematria 63 is Shem Sak. Now we know Ab, Sag, Ma'uban is Chochma Bina Zo Malchus. So Zokda Arizal, that the Kelim that Silas is the Shemes, Kela Likim. The Eres is the names of Havaya in a different seal. Ab Sag Ma'oba. So basically, the Arizal argued with the Ramak. The Ramak said that the Eres are the names Kela Lekim. Comes Arizal and says, no, the Eres are Shem Havaya in the different Siyurim, Ab Sag Ma'oba. Kela Lekim V'chulu is Kela. So obviously, the Baal Shem Tov, which goes B'shittas Arizal always, yeah, Chassidus goes with Arizal. We can't be saying, like the Parda says, it's not true that Shemus is referring to the Eres, Shemus is referring to the Kelim. The Idach, it also doesn't make sense that Shemus is referring to the Kelim. How could Shemus be talking about Kelim? We're back to the issue. We're talking about the Eibishter. We're not talking about a certain Midas HaChesed or Midas HaGvura. Is the Pharisee that Tzemach Tzedek mechadesh a new hagdor? There's something in memutze between the kelim and the eris, which is not eir or kli. It's the chayis of the kli. It's the eris of the kelim guf, and that's what the Baal Shem Tov is referring to when he says a love alein midesav. Midesav is the kelim. Eris is shemavaye in its different tsiyurim. A love is the chayus of the king. That's the derech of the Baal Shem Tov. This is the way Akoponim Chabad explains the Baal Shem Tov. What's the havon? So there's a maimer, a very sadistic maimer in the Siddur. Now, the Rebbe Siddur, Katistalik Minayu, Ishtorik, Kugufa, Blonish Mosin. And over there, the Rebbe is Mechadish, a Yesod. Benegea Kalim, which the Rebbe uses over here, I mean the Tzemach Tzedek uses it, and the Rebbe brings it to explain what does it mean, the Chayas of Kalim. And once we'll understand this Yisod, we'll see how it's a Yisod which is Negea Bemes to the whole Shittas of Baal Shem Tov. It's a Klolos Ikeinian, Vitzu Kuken after Eibishter, and Vitzu Kuken our Welt. It says that when the Eibishter will be mistalik from the spheres, so it will remain like a goof without a nefesh. So the obvious question is, what do you mean like a goof without a nefesh? If the Eibishter will be mistalik from the spheres, they'll cease to exist. The Eibishter is not in the spheres like a nefesh to a goof. The spheres is a manifestation of the Eibishter. There's nothing else over here. Is lefize, zok da al terebe, from here is mukhrich, that no, there's something called spheres which are not coming from the Eris. In other words, there's something called Kalim which have their own Shedish, which has nothing to do with the Eris. And this is like the Guf and his Yachas to the Nefesh. So let's begin with the guf and the nefesh. The Pashto says that the nefesh is machaya the guf. Le'idoch, we see that when the nefesh is mistalik from the guf, you can have a dead person and there's still a body. There's something called a body without a nefesh. So obviously the chayas of the guf does not come from the nefesh. The chayas of the guf exists just like every daimim exists. A rock exists without a nefesh adam alubish in it, and a tree exists. So al derech zeh, the body exists because he exists. Why after a few months does he rot and disintegrate? Because the only thing which could be megala the chayas is for that you need the nefesh to be there. But even if there's a reshima of the nefesh, it still works for a few months. But al kapanim, the makir of the guf is not the nefesh. The makir is he has his own sheirish lamay. Al derech zeh, we have to say in sfiris. We know that the Arizal was megala the inyan atzimtum. So the Pardes doesn't know about the tzimtum. But the Arizal told us that be'etzem the Eibishter was eretz of malas kol acholo, meaning that there was eira b'likvul and there was no space for tzir. What happened? The Eibishter was mesalik eira agodol al atzad, and it was megala the inyan of tzir. What says? Just because you're Masalik al-Atzat, where did Gvul come from? How do we have Natsir? So the answer is that when he was Masalik Eri Agadol al-Atzat, he doesn't make a Cholol Mamish, but he remains behind the Reshimu. That's the idea. And the Reshimu is the mocker of Gvul. Then he's Chazer Veheir and you have Eris. But the Kelim come from this Reshimu, which is an independent mocker separate from the Eris. That's the cheshbon. So, lomir, if you have some masbis, I know in the sprach of chassidus, the hasbara. When a person learns the inyan, so you could have the way the inyan leicht bayem is a svar. Then you could have a chitzenius of the inyan, which is a practical din. Usually, when the svara is meir by me, the practical din is just an expression of this svara. So, lamashal, if I'm learning a din of hametzim chaveil of araya, I don't know what's going to be the practical application of plenty and plenty. I'm b'chlal not talking about metziyasin, I'm talking about ideas. The metziyasin are just expressions of an idea. So therefore it's behel, it's lost. It's not that I don't have it. I have, obviously, if I have the idea, then you also have over there the protein. But the protein are behelim in the idea. Only when you misalik eir agadol atzad, when you forget the eir haseichel, then you could be megala the protein, the kelim, or the specific dinim. And then you could give over dinim to a child as if you're talking to him. You learn a kitzur shulchan aruch. I don't know the timing. I don't know anything. But in order to do that process, first you have to forget keilu the air. And then you could be megala the gevul. So now, afterwards, I come and remember again the svaris. Now I have two different things. I've separated the svaris, and then there is dinim. Tzvei andrezach. Now here is afterwards when I come and I want to teach this child a elons. So I'm going to tell him this din that you know. There's also a svara, and I could bring a svara and put it into this din. And I'll explain to the din reich. Now, yesterday by me, the svara and the din was all one. I didn't even look at the svara separately. But now that I've separated them, I could have the din, and I could give a shir as a tam, kilo, as a chayis in the svar. Al derech zeh is the yachas between eres and kelim. Lifnei atzimtzum, the kelim or the gvul was the helim in the air. I couldn't find gvul separate from the gvul. It was ha'em is matzum, matzum, you call tzad. It's so true. So obviously, there's also over there inyan of gvul. But the Gvul is a prat in the bli gvul. It's all because k'shem shesh lekeach bilti b'gvul, kach yesh lekeach b'gvul. The gvul is behelamo. The tzimtzum manages to separate them. So tzvein yonim. There's bli gvul, there's a nice svara, and then there's a din. Once I have now eres and kelim, I could take the eres and be malbush them into the kelim and make a chayis. Now, what's going to happen if I take away the air from the kli? Ramazan, I remove the hasbara from the din. The din will still remain. It will be a very dry and dead din. It will be a din without any logic, but it will still be a din. That's attached ishtaru ke gufa b'ranish masam. I could technically take away the eres from the kelim. But kelim will still exist because now they have their own market. What's the market? The reshimu. Keich ha'gvul. There's a keich ha'gvul. Neibish to lamayim. Nothing to do with the b'ligvul. That's what the tzimtzum managed to do. What's the teichen of these kelim? Inyan ha'gvul. They have kilu their own chayis. What's the truth about a din? Because it's ishtekin teder, that's the din. There's a time, there's a logic to it. Zeh yishen, but that's not what the din is. Lefi zeh, kum te bal shem tev, and he says azeh. There's a chayis in the kelim themselves. There's a truth to gvul. It's not true to say that what's the only thing that is in Gvul as an expression of Bli Gvul. No. There's a value to Gvul. What's the Maila of Gvul? It's a Kufa Rishimu. It's one of the Inyad, the Ebshtad Bli Gvul, the Ebshtad Gvul. In a way, the Rebbe's Metzayin over here, the Rebbe Marash, it's even more than that. Not just is Gvul also Elikus, Gvul in a way is even more because it shows that the Ebshtad is not Mugdir to being Bli Gvul. He's so not mugder, love dafki has to be bligvul. He has, the Ebsh has both in Yonim, there's bligvul and there's gvul. And both of them could coexist. And love dafki, one is higher than the Ebsh. Memela. There's a chayis in the kelim themselves. And that's a lukus. When I say love v'leilu mi desev zog de bal shem tev, don't look for the era bligvul, which is in the kelim. Look for the chayis of the kelim themselves. That is the Eibishter. So let's just be mesakim what just happened, and then maybe a bit of tesefis as vore to understand the akuponim, like the bigger picture. What's the Baal Shem Tov looking to do? We started off that there's an issue in Lav Leil Midday. So what's the tight chains? One mahalach was the mahalach of the Pardes. That we were mechalek between kelim, eris, and era bligvul. Kelim is the midas, eris is the shemus, and there's the era bligvul, which is shema etzem, that's the atmos himself. But the eris, which are behind the spheres, the chazdon, that is him. Comes the Baal Shem Tov and says, no. The chayis of the elav v'leil midesov, what should we daven to? Not to the air, which is in the kelim, not to the chayis of the kelim themselves. What's a taich? Because the kelim themselves have their own makir, al derech al kuf has his makir separate from the nefesh, so too kelim have their makir in rishimu, in the keich ha-gvul l'mayla, so they have their own value kelim, their own validity. In other words, memele, that we're looking for the chayis of the kelim themselves. So let's be metired a bissel different. Let's maybe go for a second to more of a avedidik of art, and then we'll come back to talking the way it is in Achdus Hashem. When a yid wants to have a chayis in a maisa mitzvah, there's two ways how I could have a chayis. One, lomaz on mepasha, ich leik tefil. So one even of having a chayis is, let's not look at the details, the Schweizer Ritzuas or the Dalet al Dalet. Let's look at the Teichen. And let's look at that it's the Rotzel of the Eibishter. In other words, let's look for the Eibishter which is behind the tefillin, or not the tefillin, the technical tefillin. Lefize, I'm escaping from tefillin. I'm just looking at tefillin as, you know, let the Eibishter behind it. Thomas Chassidism says, no, I'm the Eibishter in the tefillin. The Gvul itself is a Lakus. Who decided that the Eibishter is only believable? The Eibishter could be believable in the Eibishter's Gvul. There's Eiris and there's Kalim. And the Chayas of the Kalim are not in any way less than the Eiris. Hastas, if you're looking for the Eibishter, find the Eibishter Dafke in the Protein, in the Kalim, in these Tchumas. Keicha Gvul is not lower than Keicha Believable. If we're talking Achdus Hashem, yeah. So if I have approach of the Pardes, so how do I look at the Nivroim? Say, don't look around. You look at the Bria. Look at who made it. Mi bara el. Don't look at the Bria. Look at that. Really, it's all coming from the Eibishter, and it's all bottled to the Eibishter because the Eibishter is unbelievable. Look at what's behind it. Comes the Baal Shem and says, no, don't look at what's behind it. Look at what's in it. What's the chayis of gvul of every plant and of every metzias? What's the chayis? This is alkus. Who decided that the Eibishter is something removed from the bria, removed from tziur? Faket. The Eibishter is eses firis datzilis, which is a mocker for every tchuna and nivra in the world. The Eibishter is the chayis of the world as the world is, and every bria, magadlo masecha, maravu masecha, every in the tchunas, that's where you're going to see the Eibishter. So the Eibishter is not some kind of klal which we're escaping to, away from Tzior. Faket, it's the highest in Tzior itself. If we'll broaden this nekude, it's going to be l'mashal shgacha pratis, or learning a hira from everything that's in the world. All these yesedas that the Baal Shem Tov taught are really all coming to say one thing. That there's a value in the Bria. There's an Indian in Tzir. Tzir is not a Chisarim. Tzir and Alakus and Astira. Faket, who decided the Eibishter is only believable? So the Pardes goes to the Eiris. The Arizal, and the Baal Shem Tov is Masbid Arizal, is we're talking about the Chayis and the Kelim themselves. Okay, see, we're running out of time, so let's just do the Alter Rebbe very quickly, and then next time we'll. The Alter Rebbe comes to a new Mahalich, which is a lovely limitation of his Atzmus Aleih. Not the Chayis and the Kelim, and not the Eiris, not the Eibishter. Like a child. Like the Alter Rebbe is Masbin Paschalio, that when a Yid says Eibishter, he's referring to the Eibishter. And it's accurate. That's the Eibishter Aleih. Like the Rebbe once said, the reason why you didn't call the Eibishter Eibishter is because there's no other way to say it. Eibishter is, we're not saying the Rachman or Hagadol. We're just saying Eibishter in Yiddish means higher, removed. And that's Atzmus. It's not being minded anything. So when a Yid says Eibishter, and that's what we're looking for. In other words, L'cheira, HaKoponim B'Ashkof HaRishayna, what the Alter Rebbe is doing is he's being mashlim the other side of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov is saying that Elov Elen Midesov, we're talking about the Mail of Tzir. Kumter Alter Rebbe took it to the opposite extreme, not Chayes and Kalim. Eiris, not even Eiris, Atzmus Aleih. Now, obviously, there's a lot of holes over here. Medaf Hashtein, what's Pshat in the Baal Shem Tov Mahalach L'chure, there's no real Elov Elen Midesov, it's not Dovuk to the Eibishter, Chayis and Kalim, it's very shver to understand. Also the fact that the Baal Shem Tov and the Alter Rebbe are saying opposite things is also modern. Is the Rebbe's Mahalach over here, and the Baal Legani is a new Mahalach which brings all this together and adds a new depth to everything. So that's what we'll see in Tashem next tomorrow. anyone has any ha'aris or hasagis, you're very welcome. Maybe Shalom, you can be fast in the number. No problem. We can upslag and write the email, wherever works. Iker is as mzol kochen in avort chassidus.
All right. Shkreach. Stam, you were saying earlier, we're going to get to the Baal Shem Tov basically bring out the mila of the mat, the gvul part of the Eibishter, that in the world itself, that itself is the toxin. The author was adding a referring to the Eibishter himself. What do you mean the author, like, in what aspect was the author adding that?
So that's what's schwer. What, I mean, first of all, what's missing with the Baal Shem Tov? The Alter Rebbe was saying a new word, that a law of letting me day, so made atzmos. So we're not referring to the Chayes of Cain.
You say before the Baal Shem Tov was to the Eris, and the Baal Shem Tov and Galak could even be to the Cain and not there is. So he's not tiffer than the Baal Shem Tov. It's a whole other.
Lechayr, oh, that's the issue. Lechura, it's like another whole thing. Till Bosin the Gani Chav Aleph, it's Kilo. I mean, this whole part of the Alter Rebbe is like totally separate topic. It's nothing to do with our Sugi. I tell you even more. I mean, if you want to get him, the Alter Rebbe is not talking about Sheamus. How do we deal with Tzorach L'chaven B'Shem? Lefi the Ramak, B'Mechaven to Eiris. Lefi the Baal Shem Tov, B'Mechaven to the Chayis and Kelim. Lefi the Alter Rebbe, what happened to Kelo L'Kim? What happened to the Shem? It's like ignoring the whole thing. It's a totally different word. So it's like very modern. Lefi, the way the Rebbe is going to explain, it's all going to come together very, very B'Shmak. But Pashtus, it's very Shreya.